It's the 100th anniversary this year of the death of the renowned French writer Jules Verne. All this year there will be celebrations of Verne's life and works, festivals, conferences, and media events, as well as a string of new translations of his books. Today, Recess correspondent Terry Harpold is speaking with Walter James Miller from New York University, one of this country's leading Verne scholars, about the importance of Verne's work, especially for young people, the scope of Verne's audience, and the problems with the earlier translations of his novels that Americans are most familiar with.
The American translations that a child could get in the library or in the bookstore were all these bad, cut, horribly misunderstood versions of Jules Verne. And I'm happy to say that today we have at least 40 people working on new translations for the American public. The great thing about Verne, even in France in the original, is that he had the unusual talent of being able to write for everybody, grandchildren, children, grandparents, parents, everybody in the family could read Jules Verne in France, and did. Parents would read him to their children. Children would grow up and read them himself. He came out in magazine serializations. Everybody of every age read Verne in France. But gradually, in the United States, adults stopped reading him because, as adults, they realized that these were kids' books. They had no adult content, so far as the adults were. And they remembered that they had enjoyed Verne as children. Without knowing it, they realized that these American translations were not suitable. And what I'm trying to say is that if you were brought up in my generation, you have bad memories of the Verne you read then. And you have to read new translations. You have to do justice to Verne by reading the new translations, which, as I say, are suitable for children, teenagers, young college students, retired adults. The humor is great. The intellectual challenge is great. He challenges all of our beliefs on colonialism, on the value of revolution. He's just constantly challenging us politically.